Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's edition of KDHL's AM Minnesota program. I have sitting to my left in the KDHL studio just off Central Avenue in downtown Faribault, Minnesota, Devin Wingem, who is, refresh my memory on the title, Devin.
Yeah, I'm the Marketing and Communications Director.
That's it for the Faribault Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism. And you're such a lucky guy.
I'm lucky to be in this community and lucky to be in the position I am. Always got something going on and always happy to work with the businesses and the community and everybody else.
Are you guys growing? Do you get more and more members?
We are always trying to grow our membership base. I wouldn't say that we're necessarily hitting a big boom and growing, but if you're looking for anything in regards to business networking, support, anything along those lines, make sure to stop into our office. If you're looking at starting a business, we do have the Small Business Development Center here at the Faribault Chamber of Commerce, which offers free business counseling, and that's provided through the state of Minnesota.
Now, do you have to be a business to be a member of the chamber, or can just any Tom, Dick, or Harry or Jane do it?
Yeah, we do have membership levels for people who are retired or just want to be more involved in the community at a lower cost. So if you're just looking to get involved or if you ever want to even volunteer, just feel free to stop down. We'd love to have a chat with you.
Yesterday, Kelly Watts and John Dvorak stopped by from your Agribusiness Committee. You guys are having an event coming up here in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, November 20th is the annual farm business lunch. So this is our big fundraiser for our third grade farm tours and our Egg in the Classroom programs. We have a speaker from Green Steam. We have the Green Steam president, Sam Ziegler, coming down to talk to us. We're going to have turkey and fixings. We're going to have a raffle, lots of fun raffle prizes as well. This really helps support our different agricultural needs in the business community. For over 100 years, we've had the Agribusiness Committee, and getting our students to learn about agriculture and how important that is to our community is such a big thing, and letting them know that this is a field that is wide. It touches a lot of our business industry in town. So if you are interested in learning about how agriculture and business and our community all work together, our last sales will be on Friday for tickets. You can purchase those online at our website at faribaultmn.org.
You're talking this Friday?
This Friday is the last day to purchase your tickets for the farm business lunch. So okay, give us a call, check out our website, stop into the office, and we'll get you set up.
Well, I mean, we're all touched by agriculture, right? We all eat.
Yep, we all eat. If you're looking to learn more, get connected with our farmers, it's a great opportunity. It's only $15, and you get a full turkey lunch, so it's a great deal for sure.
You get a pumpkin pie, do you know?
I don't think that there's pumpkin pie, but we definitely have the turkey and gravy and stuffing and mashed potatoes.
Apple pie?
I don't know if there's any pie there.
Oh, okay. No dessert.
Not that I know of, but it could be there. You'll have to stop by and see.
Okay. Friday is the deadline. And can I purchase those online?
You can purchase them online. You just go to our calendar at faribaultmn.org and click on the Farm Business Lunch.
faribaultmn.org. And Faribault is with a A-U-L-T.
Yep.
Not a O.
Correct.
Some places use the O.
Yep. It's spelt out.
That's good. You've got some other events coming up. I know it's Ladies Night Out tomorrow night here in Faribault, downtown Faribault.
Yeah, tomorrow. Most of our businesses are running from 4 to 7 p.m. And then from 7 to 8, we'll be doing live drawings for prizes for those people who filled out their passports. That's one way to win a prize. Or if you make a purchase at a participating location, you get an extra entry to win our prizes. We have all sorts of stuff. Skincare baskets, gift cards. I have a tattoo gift card, I believe, from Rocking Tattoos.
Wow.
So all kinds of stuff. We have 20 businesses that are participating. Most of them are from 5 to 7. Some of them are running later. I know Signature will be running their drink special and their mini pesto pizza special till close. Carboni's will be having espresso martinis and strawberry shortcake martinis from 4 till close. And there's a bunch of other businesses that are having great offers. Most of them are in our downtown district, but we have a couple, like I mentioned, Carboni's, Studio 14 Salon and Spa, and then Hot Tanning is also offering specials as well. So if you're looking for a good starting spot, some of those outliers might be your best bet. Passports will be available to fill out at any of the locations to start at. And then they get turned into the Paradise by 7:30 so that we can start our drawing.
The drawings are then at the Paradise.
Yep. At the Paradise, and they'll have their wine bar open. So we'll be hanging out there chatting until we get the drawing started, and we'll be giving away tons of good prizes.
Do you know how many off the top of your...
Off the top of my head, we have over 8 prizes to give away. So all range from different baskets that our participating businesses put together to gift cards and different things like that. So it should be a super fun time. Lots of different activities. Like I said, there's over 20 businesses that are participating. A lot of them in our downtown district, so all walkable. Couple outside of the district if you want to start there and see what they have to offer. Get your first passport stamps. You got to get 5 stamps to get entered in for the prizes or make a purchase. We'll get you an extra entry at each store you make a purchase. So.
Last week, wasn't Halloween last week? You guys had your boo...
Yeah, the Paradise Center for the Arts had their boo crawl on Halloween this year. So that was quite the fun. Everybody got dressed up for that event and hit all of the bars.
And the winning costume, Julie told us earlier this week, Julie Faulkner was on Monday, was a shade table.
And a side table and shade, a one-night stand, right?
Hilarious.
Yeah, so.
What a clever idea.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff always happening in the downtown district.
So what'd you go as?
I was Mermaid Man, and my friend was Barnacle Boy. So we had quite the fun. There's always stuff going on in the downtown district. I encourage you to follow Historic Downtown Faribault on your Facebook. Keep up to date on the chamber and visitor calendars. Paradise is always having things. There's comedy shows every month down at 10,000 Drops, live music at the bars, just a lot of fun going on downtown. So make sure you're keeping up with that. And then we'll be moving right on to Winterfest after Ladies Night Out, and then Small Business Saturday is November 29th. So lots of fun stuff going on.
Did you say... I lost my train of thought. You ever have that happen, Devin?
Oh, yeah.
You're smack dab in the middle of saying something, and all of a sudden, the thought goes right out of your head. It'll come back to me sooner or later. We're going to have to get an opening market report here, a Linder market report, in a little bit. So I don't want to dive too much into Winterfest, which is coming up in December, right?
Yep, December 4th through the 6th. Fun activities Thursday through Saturday. Again, a couple new ads. So we'll get into some really fun stuff with Winterfest when we get there.
Right. But Ladies Night Out, do you know, do virtually all the businesses downtown participate in this?
A large number of them. So outside of the 3 that are outside of the district, that means we have 17 businesses downtown participating.
I mean, because, you know, you got a lot of law offices and things like that that I'm sure don't.
Yep, it's mostly our shops. So
retail places,
your service shops like Sensational, who provide different services. One Bread, One Body. If you haven't been into the dermatologist there, they have a really cool setup. If you're looking to get a chemical peel or some Botox or a facial, they have some pretty cool stuff there.
They do nose jobs?
I don't think they do nose jobs there.
Well, that's a bummer.
And then obviously our bars and restaurants. So downtown, I know that Corks and Pints, 10,000 Drops, Crooked Pint, Signature, Boxers is all having specials. Some of them are food specials. Some of them are drink specials. So just make sure you stop in, grab a quick bite to eat down there. that'll get you an extra entry as well into the prizes. So
sounds like a lot of fun. Might want to take that in. That's tomorrow night in downtown Faribault, and the weather should be fantastic.
Yeah, weather's looking good. And like I said, most of it's in our downtown district, so it's very walkable for everybody.
It's deer hunting opener this weekend, you know.
It's the perfect time to get out right before your husband leaves you with the kids, right?
That's why it's called Ladies Night Out.
Yep.
And that's why it's always on deer hunting opener weekend.
Yep, we plan our ladies' nights. We've been doing 3 of them a year this year, and things have been going really well, and we plan them around different hunting openers, and then we plan one around Valentine's Day for what's known as Galentine's Day, when you go out with all your gal pals. So we've had quite the fun boosting up the ladies' night this year, and I think we'll be having 3 more again next year. So we'll keep the momentum going, keep our ladies happy, and make sure they have plenty to drink and plenty to eat and plenty of places to shop.
Well, it certainly is in downtown Faribault, no question about that.
Yep, it's pretty simple. Shop, eat, win prizes, have a good night. It's one of the funnest times you can have.
Well, this is not just Central Avenue area, right?
Nope, there's a couple outside, like I said, Studio 14, Carboni's, and Hot Tanning outside of the downtown district. Sometimes we have other participants, but that's how it worked out this way. So
sure. All right. So out to Carboni's, which is on 21.
Highway 21. Yep.
And did you say the Hot?
Hot Tanning.
Where's that located?
That is right across from Harry Brown's.
Oh, okay. There,
in their new location.
So that's as you're heading west of town, and as you're heading east, or I should say south of there, is the Carboni's.
Yep.
And then a bunch of the downtown district.
Yeah. I mean, everything from Fashions on Central, Burkhart's Meyer's Shoes, to some of the ones that I don't know if everybody's been to. There's Grace and Glory, Lily of the Valley, the Oasis Cafe, all kinds of fun stuff. The Paradise will be having a deal on their Very Diva Christmas show. Zensational will be doing some fun stuff there. Wildfire Roots, Glass Garden Beads, who has a new owner. Junk Monkey, who is doing some really cool prizes out there, some treats, refreshments. Yeah, you really can't beat it. It's going to be lots of sales, lots of fun times, and then we all get together at the end and get to win some prizes.
It's called Ladies Night Out, downtown Faribault, tomorrow night, with the deer hunting opener coming up this weekend. Well, I guess it's still a couple of minutes away, I'm assuming, from our opening market report with the Linder Market, their market report and analysis. So I'm going to do a little teaser here about Winterfest. I know that I spoke with Nort earlier, and you have chosen a Grand Marshal.
Yeah, so if you've been tuned to our social media, you may have already seen this.
Oh, come on now.
You guys didn't get the original scoop here, but Heidi Ernst from Ernest Effort Christmas is our Grand Marshal this year. And Ernest Family Christmas started in 2011 when she saw an old friend in need. And they have put together quite the program to help families have a great Christmas. So we're really proud to have that this year, have Heidi this year as our Winterfest Grand Marshal, and you'll see her most likely on the fire truck again this year, wishing you guys all a happy holidays. We're super excited for Winterfest. There's a new slate of events, some new locations this year, and lots of fun like it always is.
Well, isn't that interesting? Now, I was honored to be the second Grand Marshal of the Winterfest Parade, and I didn't get to ride on the fire truck.
I think we started this probably about a year before I started. So it's been the last 4 years they've been riding on the fire truck. It's quite the statement piece. You got a little bit of a squint because they're pretty high up there. But
all right. So if you're afraid of heights, it's not something you'd want to do, you're saying.
If somebody was afraid of heights and the Grand Marshal, we might put them on something else.
No, I was on a float, if I remember right. I was right behind Nort and the chamber.
Oh, yeah.
I was at the end of the parade because I had to do a ball game that night, and they didn't know if I could get there on time for the beginning of the parade. So the parade had just started when I pulled into town and jumped on the float at the back of the parade.
That's probably why you weren't on the fire truck then, huh?
So the did they have a fire truck that year in the parade? I don't remember.
I'm not sure. Usually we do.
Oh, okay.
Usually we do.
That was the second one. It's been a few years ago now, but how many is that? Do you know what year it is?
I'll have to get back to you.
No, that's okay.
Just a minute.
It doesn't say on the flyer there that Devin has. Let's get that opening Linder market report and analysis, a service of your KDHL Agri-Boosters.
AM Minnesota on the Mighty 920 KDHL.
Good morning. It's time for the market update on this Wednesday morning here on the Linder Farm Network. And joining us, Jim Emter, Van Awning Company, Alexandria. Soybeans on the higher side this morning. The corn futures also higher. Joining us, Jim Emter. And Jim, what are you following today as far as market movers today?
Yeah, Linda, a lot of back and forth action. Here's what I think is important coming into the corn market. If we can get a close above 435, I think we activate next price counts, which should take us somewhere between 443 and 447, and then a 469 fourth price count. Those are the areas of importance here as we work ahead. Where's the key alarm area that we've got right now? If corn would break down below 428 to 427, that would be problematic and probably warrant a 15 to 20 cent correction before we kind of get our December rally going again. So we'll see which way the tug of war or the pendulum swings, but right now, pretty important levels we're up against off this juncture. And the soybean complex, trying to gain back on yesterday's losses. This is going to be a market that I think, again, chops around here between 1135 to really this 1160 area. I think this is an area we can see some resistance into, some farmer selling pick up, and we're just going to need to be attentive to that area. If we ever get below 1090, that would be problematic, possible a trend change. But again, for now, we're in an uptrending market. Again, we've added a lot on fast, but on some big news. Nonetheless, over in the wheat complex there too, trying to carry through on some strength right now, pretty choppy off that front. So again, markets that are trying to build on momentum, Linda, and we'll see if they can get the job done in the grain complex.
And today lower for the cattle and the feeder cattle especially. What's happening with those markets?
Oh yeah, Linda, you know, the washout in the cattle continues here at this juncture. As you look, just even the 60 Minutes interview, I think just kind of spells problems here for the cattle market. President Trump wants beef prices down, and he's going to do what he can to get them. And again, you know, we continue to watch the Mexican border, what happens there. Obviously, I think the first risk here is that the Brazil opens back up on some trade negotiations. So again, just a lot the cattle market needs to kind of focus in on and respect here at this degree. And really downside price counts, I think, are another at least $4 to $5 lower before even the charts, you know, start to try to stabilize here for the live cattle, the feeder cattle. We could be talking another $10. So again, we'll get to those levels, see what we've got there, and go from there. But this has been a big washout here in the cattle market with no signs of stopping with the pressure we hear from the Trump administration. Over the hog market, we're choppy here today and just not a lot happening here off of that front. We're holding the $80, and that's what's important for the hogs right now.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Emter, Van Awning Company, Alexandria. Chicago December corn at 433 and three quarters, up 2 1/4. March is at 448 and a quarter, up 3 1/2. Soybeans higher, November 1117 and a quarter, up 9. January up 8 3/4. December Chicago wheat down 1 1/4. December Minneapolis down 1. December live cattle down 382. November feeder cattle down 555. December lean hogs up 45. February down 5. This is the Linder Farm Network.
It takes years to make a farm. It takes one call to keep it safe. No one digs more dirt than American farmers. Call 811 every time before you dig. Examples include terracing projects, setting posts, drain tile installations, chisel plowing, building waterways, subsoiling, and more. Also use extreme caution when plowing, harvesting, and operating machinery near above ground natural gas piping and valves. Share these important messages with your family, tenants, managers, and workers. Remember, call 811 before you dig.
Winkert Land Services has several auctions coming up. On November 10th, a 416-plus acre auction in Big Stone County. On November 13th, 80 acres in Faribault County and almost 200 acres also in Faribault County. And on November 14th, 120-plus acres in Redwood County. For more information on these auctions, go to winkertlandservices.com or call 507-248-5263. That's our update on the Linder Farm Network.
All right. AM Minnesota continues with Devin Wingem. He's the
Marketing and Communications Director
for the Faribault Chamber of Commerce and Tourism. I'm seeing a flyer in front of you that talks about an ugly sweater run. What's all that about?
Yeah, so we have a new addition to Winterfest. It is the first annual Ugly Sweater Run Walk, and that'll be happening starting at 4:30 on Saturday, so before the parade and fireworks. They're going to be taking a run walk through the trails of Faribault. The winner is based off of their sweater, not on their times. and everybody who participates gets a tumbler and a bag of goodies. The winner gets a big basket full of different sponsorship goodies that are donated by local businesses. And the proceeds for this are going to the new Viaduct Park specifically for a bike rack. So
this is really growing, Winterfest, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So Winterfest is 3 days long. There's events at every single one of them. I think we should probably just run through the list here with you.
Absolutely. We got plenty of time.
So everything starts December 4th. That's going to be our ice carving at Buckham Center, carriage rides, and then the hometown holidays celebration, which is where you get to meet Santa, Mrs. Claus. They have bounce houses and crafts and activities in the community center. They usually have a sing-along in the library. And all kinds of fun activities there. That's all from 5 to 7 this year. All of those activities on Thursday. And that's all at the Buckham Center. So between the library, the community center, the senior center out there. And then the carriage rides are obviously outside. And so is the ice carving from 5 to 7 on Thursday. And then Friday is when things start to kind of change from what people are used to. All of the stuff that was at Central Park is going to be at Viaduct Park this year. So the tree lighting ceremony, the shows from our local school bands. I believe we have a dance studio that's doing some dances out there. Carriage rides again. And then the Grinch will be out at Viaduct Park from 5:30 to 7. And then Saturday, we start off the morning, we have a Christmas market at the American Legion put on by Wee Bead and Carrie Casper. And I know that market's full, so there should be tons of different vendors out there. An hour after that, so 11 to 4 on Saturday, is the Craft Spirits Holiday Bazaar. That one's at 10,000 Drops in Corks and Pints. And is another big craft and vendor market. Then 4:30 starts the Ugly Sweater Run. And then here we're going to hit some changes again. The Parade of Lights is going to be before the fireworks this year, and it is going to be going the opposite direction down Central Avenue.
No kidding.
So we'll be starting from, you know, Grand Plaza, this area here, and we'll be going down and ending just before Division Street. So just be aware that the parade is going a different route this year, just the opposite. So if you're standing in the same spot, you'll still be able to see it.
So it's north to south.
North to south this year. And then there'll also be no parking on Central Avenue due to some safety precautions that we've seen over the last couple of years here. So just make sure you're paying attention to those road closures. You won't be able to park on Central Avenue before, during, or right after the parade. There's plenty of different parking lots and off streets that you can park at.
And there's more than there were when I was the Grand Marshal, too. Yeah. They've added lots downtown.
Yeah, there's tons of parking. And then the fireworks will be after the parade, probably about 10, 15 minutes. And we're going to be launching those from near Viaduct Park as well. And then our street dance is sponsored by Crooked Pint and will be right next to Viaduct Park as well. And that will follow the fireworks. We have a great band where we have St. Suburbia coming down from the suburbs to play some great tunes. We have a beer garden bar that's going to be provided by Crooked Pint. We'll have different burn barrels and a heated tent, and that'll go on until about 10 o'clock.
Is that down at Viaduct Park too?
Yep, that is technically at Crooked Pint, but right next to Viaduct Park. There'll be parking directly there, limited, so if you can walk down from where your original parking spot is, that'll probably be the best bet for you. And then we'll have window contest voting. That will start in the beginning of that week, and will go until the library closes on that Saturday, which is where you'll be turning your slips into. And then we'll count the votes, and we'll hopefully be able to announce those during the street dance.
A lot going on.
A lot going on. I know it was a mouthful. So if you have any questions or you're looking for the schedule or some other information, you know, you can always reach out to the chamber. You can check out our social media, which is the Faribault Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism, or Historic Downtown Faribault on Facebook, or our website, which is faribaultmn.org, spelled out.
The building is going to be available for Winterfest, won't it, down at Viaduct Park? Why do you need a heated tent?
So the heated tent is going to be closer to where our bar area is at Crooked Pint. So okay. It's a little bit down further. It'll be in between the drive area.
So it's north of the Viaduct Park. Crooked Pint is north of Viaduct Park.
Yep. Just north, in the same parking lot area as Viaduct Park. So
yeah, they kind of share, right?
Yep,
that area.
Yep, it's a shared parking lot. The building should be available for all of our activities on Friday, and then all of the Christmas trees. I know that everybody likes to see all the lighted Christmas trees. That will all be down at Viaduct Park this year. So
they're not going to be in Central Park.
Nope, everything's moving Friday down to down to Viaduct Park and all of the trees.
They're going to have all that enough electricity. They put all that new stuff in Central Park so they could light all them trees.
Yeah, a lot of it's extension cords and such that is at Central Park, so that'll just easily move down there. They're hoping the wind will be a little bit better for the trees down at Viaduct Park.
Well, that makes
Park.
Sense, yeah.
Central Park tends to be a big windstorm, and we spend a lot of time, or I know that the Parks and Rec team spends a lot of time picking up trees and redecorating throughout the holiday season. So we're excited to see what happens. This is our first year moving it, so things, I'm sure we'll have some growing pains and things will come up, but it'll be fun to show off our new park. It's really coming together nicely. I know that they have a ribbon cutting coming up next Thursday for the park, too, if anybody wants to join. I believe that was spread out to the public. So
yep, next Thursday.
Super fun to have Winterfest coming up. It kind of marks the end of the year for us on events and changing over to the next year at the Chamber. We have quite a few different things going on for businesses and networking that are planning and going great already. I know that also on Saturday that Legacy House is planning on having an open house and a food drive. I know that's been a big topic of discussion lately. So make sure to stop down for some snacks before the parade there.
Yeah, turkey trot coming up.
Got turkey trot coming up. Like I mentioned before, we have ladies' night. We have the farm business lunch, and then we have Small Business Saturday, which it's important to go out on November 29th, show your local businesses support, and pick up your shop small bags.
Whew. There's a lot to cover. And for those of you who couldn't listen to the whole show, we'll have a recording of it up on our website under the Minnesota tab at kdhlradio.com. I'll probably get it up before 11. For sure, it'll be up before the midday report.